because they love getting into the leaves, and I guess they could. I guess they ate the leaves. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a huge tree. Just grows up, 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 and but when the leaves fall, the leaves do. They just all fall at once, and they just make this gory mess. Mm. But it's a beautiful shade tree in the summer, mm-hmm. and a magnificent tree.
Mm-hmm. What are some common trees that grow around your neighborhood?
The oak tree, linden trees, oak tree, linden tree, dogwood, mm-hmm. There must be some others. The poplar tree, mm-hmm. pine trees. Oh yes, I should have certainly said pine trees. And there must be others.
Well, that's okay. I don't really need too much of a catalog of trees. What's the kind of tree that George Washington cut down, they say?
Cherry tree.
Okay. And do you know, I don't know if these grow here or not, because this is something else I'm not familiar with. A bush, the leaves turn bright red early in the fall, and they often grow along roadways. Some people say they're poison. They have small clusters of berries.
A pokeberry. Poke salad.
Pokeberry
bush.
That's not the one I'm describing, but tell me about poke salad. Is that edible?
It is if you know how to cook it, and if you do it in, it has to be done in early spring before the berries come on.
Oh. The berries are poisonous?
The berries are poisonous. Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard that.
Because the leaves are too, if you are not careful. But you can fix the leaves in the spring if you know how to cook them and to pour off the poison and use enough grease.
Sounds risky.
It is risky. And but after the berries come on, you can't fool with it at all because then the whole thing is very poisonous.
Well, this thing I was trying to describe is called shumake or sumac or shumac or...
I've never heard of that.
You don't know that. Okay,
no.
Fine. Then what are the kinds of bushes that make your skin break out? Or vines or anything?
That could be poison oak or poison ivy.
Are they the same?
No, they're different.
What's the difference?
There's a difference in the way the leaves are shaped. But I also believe that's a difference in the way they grow. Because poison oak, I think, grows up like shrubbery, but poison ivy grows along the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what are some local berries?
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Because I consider cherries a berry. Mm-hmm. Grapes. Mm-hmm. Blueberries.
What's another red kind?
A red berry.
It looks like a blackberry, only it's red.
I don't know. That's not a gooseberry.
I don't think they're red. I think they're green. Aren't they green?
I don't
white?
Know.
It starts with an R.
Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's right. That would grow in this area.
Do they?
I think so.
Oh.
Somewhere in Georgia.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
All right. And these are things that grow in the mountains, and so you may not be familiar with them. Is it a tree? No, it's a bush with clusters of pink and white flowers.
Hmm.
I think they start out one color, and then as they get more mature, they turn the other color.
They turn another color. I don't know what that might be.
Do you know laurel or mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel. I don't know what it looks like, but I know the term.
What's something that is similar to that but grows higher up in the mountains?
I don't know what that would be either.
Do you know rhododendron?
Uh-huh. But doesn't it grow here too?
I don't know.
I think so.
How do you say that?
Rhododendron.
Okay. The large flowering tree that's really the symbol of the South has big white blooms and big green leaves.